Okay, today's daf is Mem Beis. We are on the bottom of Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Fifth line from the bottom where it says Amr of Acha Bar Chanina, Amr of Asi, Amr of Yochanan. And today's shir is sponsored by Beryl and Shari Daskel, Le'ilu Nishmas Menucha Freida Bas Yaakov Yehuda. So we were discussing that different shaylas in how long somebody can, how much a mistake can be made regarding dine, how much of a mistake can be made concerning what day of the month it was. If a guy says it was the second day of the month, and a guy says it was the third day of the month, that's okay, because you could assume he didn't know about Rosh Chodesh, and he did know about Rosh Chodesh. Those days it was done al-Piri'iyah, maybe he didn't know, and that means really they're talking about the same day. So the Gemara said, that's only true till the first half of the month. After that, everybody knows what day it is. Okay.
Yeah, but days, one day off is very similar to looking up at the moon.
Right. So, now that we've said that, once we said that, the Gemara now is going to go on a huge tangent about Kiddush Levana. Amar Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Ad kam mevarchin al chodesh. Says, how long can you make Kiddush Levana? For how long? So, the first opinion says, ad shetismale pegimasa. Until it starts to get smaller. Until its pegima is full. Meaning, as long as it's growing. Once it's getting smaller, you can't say it anymore. The kama, so how much is that? That's a machlokas. Amar of Yaakov, Bar Idi, Amar of Yehuda, ad shiva. Until seventh day. Until the seventh day. Nahardoi Amri, the Nahardoi say, ad shisha asar. Until the 16th day. Vitarvaihu, ki Rabbi Yochanan svirulahu. And they both hold, like Rabbi Yochanan, they both say that their pshat means the fullness of the pegima, of the moon. I'm sorry. And they both hold, like Rabbi Yochanan, regarding that it means the pegima. Hi, lemehevi ki yasra. Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's like a yasra, which is a semicircle. Hi, lemehevi ki nafya. And the Nahardoi say, it's like a C, which is a full circle. In other words, everybody agrees that at the 15th day, it starts to get smaller. That's just science. Everybody knew that. The question is, when's it considered to be mamali the pegima? So the first man, the Rabbi Yehuda held half of that, and Rabbi Yochanan and the Nahardoi held no, the whole thing, and we postulate the whole thing, which is why we say Kiddush Levana until the 15th day of the month. By the way, missing from this Gemara, the Gemara will not mention it, is when can you start saying Kiddush Levana? Doesn't say it in the Gemara here. It's not here. So the Rambam held the first day. First day. What are you waiting for? The other Mefarshim, which is how we hold, how the Ramah quotes, the third day. So it's really the third day from the Moled. But it's the third day. That's the sheet of the Ben Yonah. It's 3 days after the Moled. 3 days after the Moled. Right. And then the Beis Yosef, which is what the Mechaber quotes, is, he quotes, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, you look in the Mishnah Brura, the Mechaber quotes a Sefer called the Mahari Gittilya, which is a Kabbalah Sefer. Very rarely does the Mechaber's Kabbalistic background and life get into the Shulchan Aruch. Very rarely. Handful of places. This is one of them. Most, even though Rabbi Yosef Cairo lived up there in Tzfatz with all the Mekubalim, the Shulchan Aruch is not a Kabbalah Sefer by a long shot. It's very, very normal, practical, very day-to-day, very reasonable, rational Sefer. Once in a while, the Kabbalah seeped in. This is one of the places. Why? Because he held that this person that he's quoting is the Baal Shar Ha'ora, that Al Pi Kabbalah, the Levana, you should not do Kiddush Levana till day number 7. The problem with, there's nothing wrong with that. That's fine, so. The problem is, what about Tuvisa Makdima Limitsus?
What are you waiting for? So they held, whatever reason I'll be Kabbalah, trumps the reason I'm doing the mitzvahs. That's fascinating. That's fascinating. I don't know, maybe there are chassidim that wait till day seven. Most shuls, yeah, they won't start till day seven. They won't start till day seven. That's the Mechaber. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. That's what the Mechaber says. The Rambam says, no, we do day three. Just it's very, very interesting. Why of all places? Like, what's this? If it's up, it's Kabbalah, go learn Kabbalah, you go figure out the reason. But, like I said, it's very rare for Yosef Cairo to put Kabbalah into the Shulchan Aruch. It's one of the places where he does it. A few other places. Added on to that is something also not in the Gemara, which is that Kiddush Lavan should take place on a Matzah Shabbos. That's also not in the Gemara. That everybody will, most people will wait for Matzah Shabbos, even though that will take away from the reason Makdim and Lemitzvah. Right. So Tuesday night is the third night. People won't do it then. They'll wait for Shabbos.
Also,
but no, that's not Al Pi Kabbalah. That's Al Pi the Masechta Sofrim says. That you should only do Kiddush Levani when you're Mavusam. Mavusam means happy and fragrant, but it comes from Besamim. Yeah. Like we say on Purim, Chayav Inish Lubsume, Adelo Yada. You have to be Bsume. What does Bsume mean? It means you should be fragrant. That means you should be drunk. Right? So it means a certain kind of simcha, a certain kind of atmosphere, which only exists on Matzah Shabbos. So most people, If the third day is Tuesday or Wednesday, they're going to wait for Matzah Shabbos. Most people will do that. The only time they won't do it on Matzah Shabbos is if they're running out of time. It's been cloudy, it's been raining, and they're running out of time. They're afraid next Matzah Shabbos, then they'll do it during the week. Imagine the shoes will not okay, we're doing Kiddush Levana now because they're afraid. It's supposed to be cloudy Shabbos, it's supposed to be raining. We'll do it right now. That people will do. But with Chachila, people will wait for Matzah Shabbos. That's also interesting because also you're pushing off the reason. So the answer will be, I'm pushing off the reason. This is the time to do it. I'm pushing off the reason. There's no such time to do it in the middle of the week. I'm pushing off the reason. I'm doing it at the best time. The most opportune time is Matzah Shabbos. Okay, that's the Masechta Sofrim. It's not mentioned here. It's in Gemara. It's not going to be mentioned. Okay. So the Gemara asks a wild question. Amalei Rav Acha Midifti LaRavina. So Rav Acha Bar Difti asks Ravina, Vilevarech Hatova Hametiv. Why don't you make a bracha of Atova Hametiv also? Now Rashi says, this kasha is only on Rabbi Huda. So Rabbi Huda said, you only make a bracha for the first, starting a day, I'm sorry, you only make a bracha for the first 7 days. After that, you're done. So the Gemara says, according to Rashi, others argue on this, according to Rashi, the kasha is on Rabbi Huda. Well, at least, so you're fine, you can't make Kiddush Levana anymore. At least make Atova Meitiv. Why are you making Atova Meitiv? Still a good thing, the moon's getting bigger in the world. So, Amalei, Atuki Chatzim Yuvarchin and Dayan Emes. Well, when it gets smaller, we make a Dayan Emes. Dim Dilavarech Atova Meitiv. That we should make Atova Meitiv? Is that true? So Gemara says, well, Levarchin Hutarvayu. So you make both. Make both. When it gets smaller, make a Dayan Emes. And when it gets bigger, make Atova Meitiv. So the Gemara says, no. Kivin Dahayim Urche Lomavarchinan. That's normal. That's normal. It's a normal monthly cycle. You don't make a Dayan HaEmes on a cycle. Even if it's a bad cycle. Right? So what's the difference between the cycle of the moon and the cycle of life? When people pass away, we do say a Dayan HaEmes. It's normal. Nobody lives forever.
It's recurring. Yeah.
What? What keeps recurring?
The moon.
Right? So every month. Right? So you have to make a differentiation between the moon and life. Right? Okay. That's no problem. I was just wondering about that. For Amar Vacha Bar Chanina, Amar Vasi, Amar Vyochanan, Kol HaMavarech Al HaChodesh, if somebody benches Kiddush Levana, Bizmano, and it's proper time, Ki'ilu Mekabel Pnei HaShechina, it's as if it was Mekabel Pnei HaShechina. K'siv Hacha HaChodesh HaZeh, it says in one place HaChodesh HaZeh, which is about the month, about the Levana. Uksiv Hasam Ze Keli Van Vehu. Right, we saw Mamash saw Hashem. Gzereshava. It's not a halachic Gzereshava. It's more of a hashkafic Gzereshava. And therefore, what do you see? That you're makabel pnei shechina. Anybody ever sees people during Kiddush Levana when it's at night? They will look at their tzitzis. There was still such a minhag? There's a minhag brought down to look at your tzitzis during Kiddush Levana. The Megillah Yisrael says it's exactly because of this. Because the Gemara Menachah says that if you're zaris and tzitzis, you're makabel for the shechina. So, and during Kiddush Levana, you're makabel for the shechina. So there's only two. Not the only two. Yeah. Yeah. Not the only two, but there are two, so they're connected. Okay. Why are you makabel for the shechina? You do Kiddush Levana. Why? That's such an amazing thing. Not even a mitzvah. Why are you makabel for the shechina? You do Kiddush Levana. So, Rabbeinu Yonah says, because we don't see Hashem. Anybody ever see Hashem? Not as far as I know, no. As far as I know, the answer to that is no. No one's ever seen Hashem. The only thing we could see is His Gevurah. The only thing we could see is His Gevurah. The only thing we could see is His might and the way He controls the world. So when we see Kiddush Levana and we see the renewal of the moon, we're being modeh to Hashem's Gevurah. That is Mikal Vachin. That's one pshat. The Marsha says a similar pshat. It's in Galus. It's not Shayach to Mikal Vachin Shechina. We're in Galus. We're very distant from Hashem. We're very distant. It's not Shayach. The Levana is a simen. That the Galus will not last forever. Just like the moon waxes and wanes, gets bigger and smaller, so too the fortunes of the Jewish people get bigger and smaller. Right now we're on a downside. Soon we'll be on an upside. It'll turn. Just like the moon turns. That's why, when we do Kiddush Levana, we'll makir that idea. That's being makabel for the Shechina. Next. Tanei Ve'er Rishmol. El Mole Lo Zachu Yisrael Elahakbel Pnei Avim Shor Shemayim Kol Chodesh V'Chodesh Dayom. This is enough. You do Kiddush Levana once a month, that's enough. Right, we say this during Kiddush Levana. Amar Abaya, we say this also. Hilkach, therefore, Nimrinhu Mu'umad. You have to say it standing up. Right? Say standing up. Why say standing up? Because when you recall Pnei Shechina, you don't sit down. Mameira u'marzutra mekasvi u'mavarchi. The machlok is what this means. Mameira and Marzutra, they stood shoulder to shoulder and they made the bracha. So some say the push-up shot means that they were old, so they were like supporting each other by standing up. They were shoulder to shoulder, so they were supporting each other by standing up. Others say, based on this, there's another halacha of Kiddush Levana, that you're not supposed to do Kiddush Levana under a roof. Like over here, we always advise people to move out into the driveway because there's an awning. It's an overhead, whatever it's called. You shouldn't be under that. Why? You're supposed to be in the open sky. Like they were shoulder to shoulder in the open sky. It's a stretch, I agree, but the halach is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. That when you do Kiddush Levana, you should not do it under a gag. Okay? Okay. Next. Amalei Ravacha L'Rav Ashi. B'ma'arava mevarchi, this was the bracha for Kiddush Levana. Baruch Mechadish Chadashim. Baruch Mechadish Chadashim. Right? Next line is very difficult. Amalei, so he said back, hi, the best way, the Me'iri learns the Gemara like this. This is the best way to learn this Gemara. Hi, that bracha is such a short bracha. What a short bracha you have. We have a whole long thing we say. That's such a short bracha. Hi, that bracha, Nashe Didonami mevarchi. Even the women could say that bracha. Even the woman could say that bracha, it's so short, right? What? That can't be the whole bracha. That's what he meant to say. That can't be the whole bracha. Okay? That's what he meant to say. Based on this line, I have a whole discussion. Do women do Kiddush Levana? But all he meant to say was, that can't be the whole bracha. Even the women could say that. Being mashma, that there's more to this than just that bracha. Right, that's how the Me'iri learns this Gemara. Is that how the art school learns it? I didn't look at the art school at all, so I don't know how they learn it.
It's more fitting, it's a word that's...
Yeah?
Since it's not ending on any phrases, it's more fitting word to say it than men.
Okay, that's a different shot. But the Me'iri says like this. If it's such a short bracha, then even the Amaratzim, maybe a woman doesn't really know how to make bracha so well, they didn't have education, the women. So that's all. It's not a knock on them. Just saying, if it's such a short bracha, even the women could say it. And we know women don't say it. So that can't be the bracha. Why don't women say it? We'll get to that in a minute. There's two reasons that women don't say it. There's two reasons women don't say Kiddush Levana. First of all, it could be it's a mitzvah association as man grama, although some argue on that. Some argue on that because
hard to say this. It's not Zman Grama. Why not? Because it's only now, because now it's just physically possible, because now the moon's getting bigger. That's not Zman Grama. It's very, very splitting hairs in Zman Grama. That's like Sefiras Omer is not Zman Grama. Same thing. It's not Zman. It's not every Shabbat. It's not every Yom Tov. It's not every Pesach. It just, now the Omer was brought. There is a sheet that's like that. It's hair splitting. The common reason why women don't do Kiddush Levana is because they cause the Pagam in the Levana. How did women cause the Pagam in the Levana? I don't know. Anyone know the answer to that question? How do women cause the Pagam in the Levana? We had this issue came up last year at Berachas HaChama, that they compared the Chama to the Levana. Just like women don't say Kiddush Levana, the whole discussion, should women say yes or no, say Berachas HaChama? Why don't they say Kiddush Levana? Because they were goring the Pagam of the Levana. I always thought that the reason why the Levana is small is because it complains improperly. What does that do with women? What does it do with women?
Maybe they complain improperly?
What? I don't know what to do with women. It has to do with women. That's the standard answer. The Shlah brings them, Mogadavon brings them. Anyway, Elokrev Yehuda. No, there's the Bracha. Damar Yehuda, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lakenu Melech Olam, Asher B'Ma'amaro, with his word, Baruch Shchakim, he created the sky, Uberuach Piv, and with the words of his mouth, Kol Tzva'am, all his hosts, Chok, Uzman, Nosan Lehem, he gave them, Shlo Yishanu Ev Tafkidim, they shouldn't change their Tafkid, right, the sun every day shines. The Shesasim, Usmechim, Lazos, Ritzon, Konam, they're happy to perform the will of Hashem. What does that mean, they're happy? That's also a discussion. Paulei Emes, the workers of truth. Shepulason Emes, and the work is truthful. Ulevana Amar, Shetizchadish Ateres, the Levana is Tizchadish, a crown. Tiferes, a splendor. La Musay Baten is a reference to the Jewish people. Okay, Shehei Nasidul Tizchadish Kamosa, they will also get renewed just like you, Levana. Ulefar Liotzer Moshe Kavod Machuso. And they will become glorified and uplifted through Hashem's name. Brachat Hashem, Bechadish Kedasha. Okay? Now, that's the end of the discussion of Kiddush Levana. You have any questions on Kiddush Levana? No. Okay. That's it. It is what it is. Next, we could spend 6 months on Kiddush Levana, but Dafyomi, that's what we said enough. Now we're gonna darshan a pasuk from the same Amorayim. Ki tachbulos ta'aselecha mulchama. Ki tachbulos, with strategy, you fight a war. What does that mean? So the pasuk is talking about the pshat of the pasuk is that's against the Yetzirah. It's not enough. This is unbelievable mal. Listen to this. That the pshat of the pasuk is it's a mashal against the Yetzirah. Kishem shechidei lenetzach ba'malchama, in order to win a battle, a war. Lo maspik koach u'gvura, it's not enough to be stronger. Size never wins. It doesn't hurt. That's not the kicker. Ella tzarach lachashov al tachbulos. You have to strategize. Robert E. Lee never had a bigger army. Never. Only lost one battle. Only lost once. Once I finished him off. But he never lost. Why? Because size doesn't matter. It helps. But it's what Iker is the strategy. Klomar, Lachashov ma ha'oyev misugol lasos. What's the enemy misugol to do? Ulehiskanin eitzo l'chol ha'sharios. Think about every possibility. Kach kede lanatech etze yetzahara. To defeat the yetzahara, lo maspik rak eitzo zachachma. It's not just good enough to be smart about it. Elotzarach eitzos mikol kochos hanefesh. Every angle has to be examined. Kede lamar kenei kol ha'sharios. To withstand every possibility, the pituyim and every seduction, shiavo imam hayitzar, the yitzar is going to throw at you. Okay, amar v'acha bar chanina, amar v'asi, amar v'yochanan. The miyatam otim melchamta shel Torah. Who is victorious in the melchamas of Torah? B'mishi yesh biyado chavilos shel Mishnah. Someone that has bundles of Mishnah. Kari Rav Yosef Anafshe. Rav Yosef said about himself. Rav Tavuos B'Koach Shor. It's a pasuk there about Yosef HaTzadik. He's comparing himself to Yosef because his name was Yosef. Okay? You have to see this Rashi inside. Who is victorious against the Yetzirah? Someone who carries Chavilos of Mishnayos. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. You see the Rashi of Melchamta Shel Torah? Right? You see that, Rashi?
Hey.
You have it? You have it? You have it, Mati? Hori Yoseha. The rulings, right? The Horah, the rulings of Mishnah. The Lamad al Burya, and to know it clearly, Val Ikra, and its root, its source. Loka Adam Hamapulpul Umuchudod. Not these people that Mapalpel, sharp, Ubal Svara, sitting around all day talking about Svaras. That's not it. Lo Lamad Mishnayas and Brises Harbi. They don't know any Mishnayas and Brises. They don't know any rules. They know a lot of Pilpul. They're going to know back and forth to drive you crazy. They don't know any rules. Ki hayitachin yizgala hasod? You ever going to get to the truth that way? You ever going to get to the truth? He calls it a sod, a secret. You ever going to get to that? You ever going to reveal that secret? What's the secret? How to live a normal life. How to live a Jewish life. You ever going to get to that secret? Not with Pilpul. Ella, the Baal Mishnayis Harbe. You learn a lot of Mishnayis. Shemitz Dorich lo tam bekan. You have to give a reason for the Mishnayis. It's very difficult. Yilmadu mitoch Mishnah Acheret. Another Mishnah might reveal this Mishnah. Another Mishnah might shed light. Oh, im yikshe lo davar al davar. Or if there's one thing, you know, hard against the other, there's a steer maybe. Yavin mitoch Mishnayis Harbe. The more you learn, the more those theories are going to become resolved. Shibiyado, Shibiyado. Hamani, Plonihi. How do you answer it? No, that's a different sheet. That's Ploni. He said that. That's not a stira, because this was learned by him, and that was learned by him. Sheshma unhu, b'mokom acher, omer kach. If you learn another Mishnah, you'll realize, oh, that's him. Amazing Rashi.
So the key is trumps the
No, he's saying halacha trumps the iyun. It's in halacha. So in those days, there was no Mishnah Berurah. Right, there was no halacha sefer on b'tikas chametz kehil chasa. There was no such a sefer like that. Right, what was there? There was mishnayis. No, Rashi's talking about what the Gemara said. In the Gemara's time, that they did paskin for mishnayis. That was what you learned how to do. How to behave. I have mishnayis. I have a stira. So if I can't resolve it, I'll go to the rabbi. Right. Even today, sometimes you read the Mishnah Berurah, like, we don't want to do. Go ask the rabbi. How do you? What, you know, that still applies. You still have a teacher. The question is, says Rashi, what's the Melchamta Shel Torah? How to defeat the Yetzirah? The Malbim said, you have to think of every possibility because the Yetzirah is smarter than you. It's all true. What's the way to do it? Not with Pilpul and not with, you know, sharp, analytical. It's not the way. Now, there's merit to that also. There is merit to that. And many, many Jews over these years excelled in that. There is merit to that. That's not the daily, day-to-day life. Okay. Not going to get into that machlokas, so we'll just leave it at that. Echad Arba Shtei Shos. One said in the second hour, right? And one said in the third hour. Some of us hear Rashi, Lo Shon El Shos. That's only true if it's the hours. Aval, Echad Omer Kodam Neitzachama, Echad Omer Acher Neitzachama, Edusen Kayemes, Edusen Batela. If one said it's before Nate, and one said after Nate, how could that be the same Edus? How could that be the same Edus? Right? Once, but it's still, the sun didn't come up, and when the sun came up already, that can't be. Hey guys, what time did it happen? That don't happen at 10 o'clock in the morning. And the other eight says, I think it happened 10:45. Right? Is that Edus Batela? No! Who has a clock in those days? So they're a little 45 minutes off, that's okay. But when did it happen? Oh, the sun wasn't up yet. And the other eight says, no, the sun was up already. How could that be the same? How are we going to reconcile that? To say they were off by 45 minutes, that doesn't, even people with watches are going to be off like that. I ask you, what time is it? I don't know. It's before 7 o'clock, we know that, because we didn't start chakras yet, but exactly what time it is, we don't know. But if it's before night and after night, impossible. So Gemara says, pshita, that's obvious. Ella, echad omer kodem ha-neitz, ve'echad omer besoch ha-neitz. One says it was before Nate, and one says it was during Nate. That's no good. So of course it's no good. Anami pshita. Of course. It's obvious. So the Gemara says, no, maha detema, I would have thought, ha begilui koi. No, one had the clear sun, the Zaharu Rei Ba'alma Dechaza. But maybe he just saw like the rays or the shadow of the sun. Maybe it was cloudy where he was. So he didn't really see the full sunrise. But they're talking about the same time. Kamash Milan, no. They're not talking about the same time. Look, they're right next to each other, the Edim. They weren't miles apart from each other. They're right next to each other. How could one say one thing and one say, they're so off. That's puzzle. The Achakach Machnisin. So the Gemara says that if somebody came up with a Svara, we let him stay up there for that day. So the Gemara said, right? And so one of the Talmidim had a zchus to learn. We would elevate him. So the Gemara says, that day. So Osu Hayom Vilsulo, or that day, and that's it? For Atanya, but we learned, Im Yesh Mamash Bidvarav, if this Talmud had something very good to say, Lo Hayor Misham La'olam. He never went down. He stayed there forever. That's it. He became a Dayan now. So v'mei mamish b'dvarav, and if what he said was ridiculous, then ain yored kol yom kulo. Then we let it stay up to that day. Why? Kadesh lo tayal love you read the law. We shouldn't embarrass the guy. You can sit back down now. But what the point is, if he had a good thing to say, he was elevated. Our mission seems to imply not. So Amar Abaye Tirgum, no, meant to say in ye ain mamish b'dvarav. If he had nothing to say, then we leave him up there for the day. Okay.
Why is he going up there?
He said, listen, I have an unbelievable chiddush. You got to hear my chiddush. Okay, fine, come up. That's your chiddush. That's what you have to say. All right, stay here for the day.
Don't
embarrass you. Right, I guess not. I'll embarrass you? All right, stay here for the day. Tomorrow you're going back down. Right. So if they really came up with an unbelievable, no one else thought that up? Wow, you just got a promotion. Exactly, you just got a promotion. What? So we said we would add another person to make sure it's odd. So he became a dayan. So tomorrow he'll go to a different city or he'll go to a different bezin. But at least he became elevated. The point is he became elevated. If he had nothing to say, all right, so for this day we'll leave him up here. We shouldn't embarrass the guy. Tomorrow he's sitting back down over there. Okay. Yeah? Ah, for the length of the case. I mean, if the last one of... Interesting. Okay. Matulot zchus. So we said, the Gemara has nothing to do with this quote. Quotes, not the story. The story was that the Yonim can't, shouldn't drink wine. So Yai in my time alone, why not? Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, Amar Kra, V'leroznim U'leroznim Ish E Shechar, right? That means O'oskin B'ruzo Shal Olam, those that are being Oseik in the Ruzo Shal Olam, such important matters, Al Yishtak, don't become drunk. Don't become drunk. So that's why they don't drink wine, they should have clarity. Okay. Now, next was Matzal Tzchus, Dayan Don Elu Keneged Elu Achira. Yeah. No, so the point is they're not shikr. They just drank wine, but they're not shikr yet. That's obvious you can't do that. You can't paskin if you're shikr. Then we said that if there was deadlocked, and they already went up to 71, they're still deadlocked. Can't add any more judges. What do? You fight it out. You fight it out until someone changes their mind. Right? So the Gemara says like this, Lo ro mai, what if you can't fight it out? What if no one's changing their mind? No one's changing their mind. It's 36 to 35 to convict. No, you can't convict with on the basis of one. No one's changing their mind. What do? You have to win by two. So what do? So Amar Vacha, Poachin also. That's it, he's free. So there's a hung jury, Poachin also. V'chein Amar of Yochanan, Poachin also. You pater him. So Amar Pabla Abaya, Velutz v'lo meir kara. So why don't you do that right away? Why are you forcing them to try to change someone's mind? That's it. You took a vote, 36 to 35. That's it. He's putter. That's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, no. They're going to fight it out until they change someone's mind. What if you can't change someone's mind? No one's going to change their mind? Then he's free. So let him be free right away. After all, aren't we interested in Hatala? We took a vote. We did our best. We went from 23 up to 71. He still can't get a conviction. That's it. It's enough. So Gemara says, Amalei Hachi. You're not going to like this answer. Amalei hachi amar Rav Yochanan kedei shelo yetzin mibezdin mu'urvavin. No, because we don't want to say bad about the bezdin. But the bezdin couldn't come to an agreement. They went from 23 to 71. They're still deadlocked. No one, they couldn't come to an agreement. It's a bezdin for the bezdin. So we'll force the person to undergo possible misa so that the bezdin shouldn't look foolish. How they translate u'urvavin? Bezdin means confused. Exactly, confused. A confused bezdin. They couldn't make it tzak. So we'll try our hardest to make them make up stock. Listen, if they can't, they can't. At least we're going to try. Ikadiyami, Amalei Rav Papa Labaya, Falamalei Yosifu. Why do you even have to add from 23 to 25? Why? Valifterei Bibedina Kama. That's it. 23 judges took a vote. They couldn't convict him. He's free. Well, no, we're going to add two more. Right? Because you have to have a conviction by at least two. They didn't have a conviction by two. So we're going to add more. What are you adding more? Let him go. So Amalei Rav Yosi, I hold like that. That's my shita. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kishem she'e mosifin al bezin shal shivim ve'echad, kach'e mosifin al bezin shal atzim v'shlosha. So just like you can't have, you don't add on to a bezin of 71, so too, you don't add on to a bezin of 23. That's all. 23, you can't do it. That's all, let him go. That's all. And add on more? Says Rabbi Yossi, absolutely not. So according to Rabbi Yossi, how are you ever going to have a conviction of two? Can't. It's impossible. So the, who is this? Who is this? The Archaner says, Enochanan, maybe Rabbi Yossi will never have a conviction of two. He'll have a conviction of three. Maybe what if someone says, I don't know, that he comes off the thing, that he could have a conviction of two. So he doesn't hold from that. So what?
Right? The minimum is two, but since the halachically it could be two. But since Lamaisa it can't, so it has to be three. Has to be three. Okay.
Tanar Banan. Omrim Bedine Mamanis. We say Bedine Mamanis. Nizdakin Adin.
We say the words Nizdakin Adin. We'll translate that in a minute.
Vein Omrim Bedine Nefashas Nizdakin Adin.
We don't say that Bedine Nefashas. My Nizdakin Adin. What do those words mean?
Ile Makashdina. If it means it's a hard, that's a hard, that was a hard day. We had a hard day in court today.
If that's true, then Ibchami Boyle.
Should be the opposite. Bedine Nefashas, it's hard. Right? Bedine Mamanis is not hard. Right?
Amalei Rav Huna bar Menachem Moshe Rav Acha bar Zika bar Rav Ika. You're right. Epech. You're right. Change it around. It,
of course. But Dinim Nefashos. What a hard day we had. We put someone to death. What a rough day. But Dinim Mamonis. Well, so the guy paid $100. I mean, come on.
So Rav Ashi Amar Alalim Lo Tepech.
Don't change it around. But it's not what it means. What it means is the mind is Dakan Adin. It means Chacham Dina. We spent today so much time trying to be right. Chacham Dina. It was like a smart din. Right? We were so careful and so sure. That's what it means. So that's true by Dinah Nefashos, more than by Dinah Mamanis.
So the Gemara says, Mesir, wait a minute. Gobel Shabbat Yon and Omer and it's Darkin Adin. The Gadol says it's Darkin Adin. Iyar Bishlam Ahas Chacham Dina.
If that means how careful we were Chacham when we made the Psaak, Hanah Dharma Gadol. That's why the Gadol says it.
Eli I Amrit Kash Dina. But if it means it was a hard day, Lo Sagi Dilo Ma Gadol, what the Gadol saying it, Ksufi Hu De Kamaskiv Nashe,
oh, he's embarrassing himself. What a hard day we had. We couldn't figure it out. God says that.
So he goes, in, yes, ain't a domem is bayish atom is bayish ma'acherim.
To say that about himself, he could say. Other people can't say it about him. That's embarrassing him. But he wants to say it about himself? He could say that. Yeah, we had a rough day today. Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, but he can't denigrate himself.
What? He's not denigrating himself. He's being honest. Listen, it was a rough day. It's a rough day.
Igadiyami, or another spot, iyar bishlam akashdina.
If you want to tell me that it means it was a hard day, hard din, there's no comparison if a guy says it about himself than if someone says it about you. But if we say, oh, look how great we were so smart today, unbelievable. Isn't that a little bit of gaiva? What is he, patting himself on the back? We did such a good job today, I must say. Right? If it's a quarter pasuk, to tell me you shouldn't be a big shot. So the Gemara says, no, Shiny Milsub de Beidina. A court case is different. You know why? Da Gadol Ramye. Because the whole thing's done with the Gadol. Kinditan. Garmer Boros Adavar. Haymach Nisan Asan. They would finish the verdict. They'd bring in the Gadol. Gadol Shabbat Deganim Omer. Ish Poniat Zakai. Ish Poniat Chayiv. The Gadol would say, this is the story. That's what the Gadol's saying. Listen, it was a rough day. So, you're right. Maybe, I'm sorry, we did a very, very good job. Maybe in another thing it would be a little bit of a gaiva. Look how awesome I am. That's not what it means. That's not what it means by that. That's not what it means. That means to say, look how great I am. Give me a medal. It's just saying the Gadol's the one in charge. He's the one who would issue the verdict. He's the one who would control the case. So he's allowed to say, listen, we followed the halacha. That's not such a gaiva. All right? Hadron Allah ha yibodkin. Hadron Allah ha yibodkin. Hadron Allah ha yibodkin. Next parak. And we switch to chelik days of the art school. For those of people that use art school. But I think it's the same. Yeah. Nigmar Hadin. Now we're up to the din has been finished. Nigmar Hadin. It's finished the din. So Motzino Sola Soklo. We take him out to be killed. We do Skila. We take him out to Skila. Why are we picking Skila first? So there's a whole discussion why Skila first. But Rashi says, we've been talking, the last Mishnah mentioned, talked about Skila, so we're going to talk about Skila now. Okay. Beis HaSkila HaYechutz LeBezdin. The Beis HaSkila, the actual place, the execution house, the Beis HaSkila was outside of Bezdin. Hotzi is HaShenemar. Hotzi is HaMakalel. We would take out the Makalel. You don't kill him here. Take him out. Take him away. Where do you take him? Outside the Machna. Echad Omer Al Pesach Bezdin. Somebody stands by the door of the Bezdin. The Hasudrin Biyado. And a handkerchief is in his hand. Rashi says in the first skinny line, "Lekaimei mefaresh lamai miboy." Later, we're going to explain what he's doing with a handkerchief. We're going to explain in the next line. Everybody, what does Rashi say by that? Sometimes Rashi will tell you in the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to say. Rashi never does that. The Mishnah is going to say. There's a whole tumult why Rashi said that. What's Rashi telling you? In one line, we're going to have an answer to this question. What's this guy doing with a handkerchief? And it's going to be a flag in case someone came up with his cloth. They wave the flag, they stop the execution. Because it's not by the bed, it's far away.
Right? So even though he left already, we can still try to find the schus. So they're walking into the gallows, and the judge walks and says, we gotta call him back. So he waved the flag, then go chase him, and stop it. What's Rashi telling you? And soon we're gonna say what a very difficult pshat. The Aruch HaNer said, you might have thought the suda was to choke the guy. Difficult pshat. Anyway.
Yes.
There was a horse far away over there. You have to be able to see the victim, the defendant being taken out. If someone said, we thought of a schus now. After we came up with a psak, we thought of a schus. Halo mainifs besudrin, they would wave the flag. Vitsuos ruts, they would run with a horse. Umaamidim, and stop the defendant. They would stop him, you know, down the road. Vafilu hu omer yeshli lomar atzbis chus. Even if he says about himself, you know, I have more to say. Machzirin oso, we bring him back. Afilu av chamesh pa'amim. Even four or five times. What do you mean four or five? Shouldn't it take even five times? Four or five. What do you mean four or five? So believe it or not, the Tosfos Yonta says, because that's how Mishnayos always talk. That's how people talk. That's how people talk. Right? I'll give you two or three more chances. We always talk like that. He says, the Tosfos Yisrael says, the Tosfos Yonta says, that because we pick four or five because of Dal V'Hei. That's how the halachic, the way people think, halachically, everything they think about, everything they say or do is halacha. Right? That's how they live. They live their lives. Rabbi Waxman told over a story. There's a Gemara Menachos that says that when you put the soles on when you put the flour and the different chemicals into the mincha, you have to put it such and such a measurement. So Rashi says, like you stuff a person with das. That's how you have to stuff the carbon. So you stuff a person with das. So even Rashi, when Rashi spoke, when Rashi gave you a mushal, his mushal was a Torah mushal. It wasn't like the way you stuff a pillow with it. It wasn't like that. That's how Rashi spoke. Even his mishalim were Torah mishalim. Even when they speak it four or five times. Why four or five? Because that's dal v'hei. Right? We don't have anywhere in halacha two or three. We have four and five, we have. Okay. Anyway. Chov, we don't listen to them. No. It's over. The guy's going to say that, he'll keep saying it, right? So the Gemara is going to say, we send two people, two dayanim along. The guy saying, the defendant doesn't have any legs. If he, you know what? We didn't think of that. Let's bring him back. He listened to, come on, we heard this already. Then they wouldn't bring him back.
Says the Gemara, based on skila chutz lebetin, who v'sula, what, it was outside the betin and that's it? It was far away. For Tanya, based on skila hayachutz l'shalosh machanos.
It was outside three machanos. What do you mean it was just right? This implies it was right outside the bed, down the road. No, it was three machnas away. So Gemara says, in, you're right, Kiddikamarta, you're right, it was three machnas away. But Vaha Diktani Hachi, what's the Mishnah saying over here? Nafkamina de Inafik Bedina, the Yasuf Chutzal Shalosh Machnas.
Let's say the Bezdin itself was three machnas away. The Bezdin itself was way out of town, way out in the boondocks, where that was where the Bezdin was. So I'm already out of three machnas.
I still have to make the Beis HaSkila further away. That's the Chiddush. Of Din and Beis Haskila Chutzal Bezdin. Even the Beis Haskila has to be far away. Why? Ki hechi delo mitzchaze Bezdin Rotzkin. Because the Bez is not supposed to look like the murderers. In the Chanami, it's their Gemar Din. They didn't cause him to die. He caused it himself. So we don't want to make the Bezdin look like a bunch of vicious murderers. We make it far away. Inami or ki hechi de dahavile hatala. Again, another way to save the guy. We're going to schlep this out. In case somebody comes up with a schus. We're going to schlep it out. We're going to make him walk 2 miles. We're going to schlep it out so we can come up with a schus.
Menahani mili. How do you know? How do you know what? How do you know that it has to be schutz shalosh machnos?
The reason why I didn't give so much time for Amud Beis is because this whole thing now is 1 minute. How do you know it has to be 3 machnos outside?
The Tana Rabbanon.
It says, they took the Makalel, the guy who cursed, they took him out 3 machnos. Chutz gil machnos. Outside 3 machnos. And we're going to make a comparison to Makalel to everybody. But the Marshal and Makalel be different? The answer is not different. Everybody who's chayv skila goes out. Anybody who's chayv anything goes out.
3 machnos. Ah, to Omer, gimel machnos, chutz gil machnos. You said it means gil machnos. Oh, ena ela chutz machnos.
Maybe it means 1 machna. Take him out of here and bring him over there. How do you know it means three machnas? Nemar kan michutz l'machane. It says over here, chutz l'machane. V'nemar b'parim hanishrafim. And it says by the cows that are burnt by a parhel and davar shel tzibur, chutz l'machane. Ma'alahalon, just like over there by a par, it's chutz l'shalosh machnas. It means outside the three machnas. Afkan, here too, chutz l'shalosh machnas. It means the three machnas. V'hasla manala. How do you know over there means three machnas? Who said that? So the Gemara says, "Tana Rabbanan." We learned in a brisa. It says, "Hoti is kol apar el michutz lamachane." That's talking about by the cow. Chutz l'shalosh machnos. That means three machnos. Ata omer chutz l'shalosh machnos. You said it means three machnos. Oena el chutz lamachnachas. Maybe it means one machane. No. Kishu omer when it says another pasuk el michutz lamachane parwa eda. That's extra. She'ain talmud lomar. There's no reason to say that. Why? Sharei kvar nemar. Already said v'sar v'so kasher v'sar v'sapar rishon. Burn this one like you burnt the other one. In the same place you burnt the other one. So that lite lo machana shnia. That must be outside a second machana. Ukishu omer when it says, El michutz la machana bedeshen. So you go to the outside the machana where you burn the deshen. Shein tam lo, that's also not necessary. Sharei kfar nemer, it says, Al shefach hadeshen yisareif. Therefore, yitein lo machana shlishes. It's a third machana. So we have three machanas. Just like the parim go out three machanas. So to the Makala went out through Machnos, so to everybody goes out through Machnos. Now the Gemara asks, V'leilach mishchut echutz, why don't we ask mishchut echutz? Shchut echutz means you shecht the carbon outside the Machnos. How many Machnos outside do you shecht it? The answer is one. You're supposed to shecht it in the Azara, and where do you shecht it? Down the Harabayis, down further down, Machno Leviya. That's all it means. That's enough to be over the issue of shchut echutz. Why are you being so Machnos, three Machnos? If it means one Machnos, like by shchut echutz. So the Gemara says, Malahal chutz l'machana achas, afkan chutz l'machana achas. So the Gemara says, no. Mistab b'parman esrafim have a little mail. It's better to learn that from parman esrafim. Why? Shekain, it has the following mailas. Hoti el michutz l'machana, el hoti el michutz l'machana. It says hoti. It doesn't say b'shchut echutz hoti. It says he did it, a hoti. Also, number two, machshir. The din of shchut echutz. The din of going outside the three machanos is part of the halacha for parim hanisrafim. Taking a makalel out of the machana was part of the halacha. It was machshir. Here, shchut echutz is an avira. The other two are mitzvot. This is an avira. You see the difference? A parim hanisrafim are burned outside the machana. That's a mitzvah. The fact that the makalel was told to go out the machana, that was a mitzvah. Here, shchut echutz is an avira. You're not supposed to shecht it outside. It's an avira. The other two are mitzvot. Number three, that's number three. I'm sorry, Hoti, El Michutz L'machane, Machshir, and the fourth is Mechaper. Taking the Shchut Echutz out, taking the Parah Hanisrafim out, that's a Kapara, that's what he's supposed to do. Having a guy be killed is a Kapara for him, he's supposed to do that. But Shchut Echutz, it's an Aveira. Same thing. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Adrabah, B'Shchut Echutz have a little Melef. Shchut Echutz is much better to learn out. Why? Adam, Shekin Adam, we're talking about people, not talking about animals. Number two, Chote. The Mekalel didn't have Eira. The Shchut Echutz didn't have Eira. The Parim, they didn't do an Eira. It's supposed to be over there. Number three, Neshama. Right? Meaning, you kill the animal outside by Shchut Echutz. You kill the human being outside by Skila. By the case of the Parim and the Sraphim, they're already dead. And number four is Piggle. You can't have Piggle by... You can't, but the makalel and the shchut echutz, that's why I have to have piggle. Kind of piggle. By a person, the piggle means you have the wrong machshava. By a person, it doesn't make any sense. And by shchut echutz, already you're shechting it in the wrong place. The whole thing, the piggle doesn't apply. By parim hanisrafim, of course you can have piggle. So the much more comparison, the comparison to shchut echutz is much better. So the Gemara says, maybe true, but machshir mi machshir odiflei. The fact that we're comparing, the fact that you're supposed to do it that way. And the fact that you're supposed to do it that way. And by Shchut Echutz is an Aveira, that's the overriding factor. So we're going to compare Skila to Parim HaNisrafim. Why? Because you're supposed to go outside. We just don't know how far you have to go. Going outside is part of the mitzvah. It is the mitzvah. By Shchut Echutz, shechting it outside is an Aveira. I'm comparing it to an Aveira. Therefore, we leave it compared to Shchut Echutz. And we leave it compared to... We compare the skila to parim hanisrafim. You go outside three machnos. We'll stop here. Tomorrow's daf. is one of the most unique dafs in all of Shas. Probably in certain ways there's no other daf in Shas like it. We will. Yeah, I'm not telling you why. You're gonna have to wait.
Is that a good thing? Or?
It's a very good thing. It's fascinatingly interesting. It'll blow you away. There's no other daf in Shas like it. That I can tell you right now. There's no other daf in Shas like it. It's one of the most unique dafs in all of Shas. For two reasons. One reason is extremely famous. The second reason is secondary. That's just a vart. One reason it's unbelievable daf in Shas. Nothing like it. Everybody have a good Shabbos, and you have to wait till tomorrow for the punchline.